Stepping out onto the bell tower of the local Orthodox church, the history of Serov and other towns in the Ural Mountains is plain to see. Whitish-gray smoke wisps out from factory pipes, the breath of the Urals, the Soviets used to call them in their heyday. The remnants of this region's proud working-class history of heavy industry and mining, one that struggled in the post-Soviet years. My guide up here is the bell ringer Anatoly Yakubionik. A former factory worker, he insists the town, like much of Russia, has seen hard times, but is now on its way back under the leadership of Vladimir Putin. Indeed, President Putin has made courting heartland Russians a priority in his third term in office. And with state media appealing to Russian sense of patriotism and traditional values, particularly amid Russia's annexation of Crimea, support for the Russian leader has surged.
There was a period when things were falling apart, but slowly we're getting back on our feet. Thank God Putin is our leader. He's a smart man, and yes, he's tough too. But what can you do? As far as Ukraine goes, America should not stick its nose in there.
That's a sentiment often heard here. America should stay out of Ukraine. But look around, and you find America's imprint all over Serov. In the central square, local teens dressed in hoodies take turns jumping a metal pipe on their skateboards. They say they've been following events in Ukraine where they kind of see pluses and minuses. It's a plus that Crimea has been reunited with Russia. It's a minus that Ukraine is falling apart. And it's definitely a minus, bummer may be the better word, if Russia is somehow cut off from the rest of the skate-thrashing world.
I've got nothing against America. Skateboarding and snowboarding are really popular there, and they've got some great skaters in the U.S. I don't know why these presidents can't get along. But now they're saying you might not be able to go to the U.S. anymore. I just don't see the point in war.
Next, I paid a visit to Alexander Rogozin, a veteran in the Soviet Army and kind of a tough character who doesn't share the younger generation's fascination with America.
I'll say for the record what I've been saying for a long time. Americans hate us.
Rogozin is a big fan of the Russian president. He says Putin stopped fascists and thieves from taking over Crimea and checked advances by NATO into Russia's sphere of influence. And he says, give it a little time. America is not as strong as it thinks, and it may be Russia's sphere of influence that continues to grow.
We sold Alaska to you for next to nothing. Maybe it's time we held a referendum there as well, like we did in Crimea. Maybe they won't go for it right away, but give it a few years and they'll see Russia is wealthier than the U.S.
Now, you might get the impression Rogozin doesn't care much for Americans, and that's true, though he does like, well, one.
Edward Snowden.
NSA leaker Edward Snowden.
И теперь, как человека мира, я его как брата своего люблю. Для того, чтобы жил он безопасно.
In fact, he loves Edward Snowden so much for leaking NSA spying abuses that he published a poem offering to adopt him.
Ну, я его когда-нибудь приглашу сюда. Ну, боюсь, как бы...
I would invite him here sometime, but I'm a little concerned America will launch rockets here.
Now, Serov is a little bit like small towns everywhere. There's always that guy, the outsider, who sees things differently. Going against the grain of town opinion in Serov is another Nikolai, he'd prefer I don't use his last name, a retired lawyer who's written the occasional op-ed for the local newspaper. He argues the annexation of Crimea is illegal, and that, he says, is a tough position to defend here in Serov.
Oh, что я только про себя не прочитаю. Поэтому знаю, что человеку собственное мнение очень трудно жить.
All the things they say about me. It's very hard to have your own opinion here. Why can I say what I think? It's guaranteed under the Constitution. 10 people say they think this, and I say I think that. But if you're against Putin here, it's up against the wall with you. We'll find out your address and come for you.
As we finish our interview, he knocks on the table 3 times and says, great, now the Secret Services will be paying me a visit. And he adds, it won't be for the first time. Stick out your neck in a small town, and trouble seems to follow. Charles Maines, DW, in Serov, Russia.